What up, folks? I got ads. Today's podcast is presented by Podgo. Podgo is the easiest way for you to monetize your podcast, providing podcasters with a flat rate for ad space so you always know how much you get when you include an ad from Podgo. Apply today to become a member and immediately be connected with advertisers that fit your audience. That's podgo.co at podgo.co. And be sure to add your podcast in How Did You Hear About Podgo section of the application.
I think it's time to blow this scene. Get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Yeah, I did. I got whooped.
He did already.
All right. Good shit. How y'all doing? Everybody's getting married and shit. We're doing things. We're having a good time. I love it. How y'all been?
Yeah.
We here, right? Y'all hear me? We can be understood. Is my words coming through the microphone? Am
yes,
I being
sir.
Projected well?
Yes. Yep.
Good. Good. All right.
What's
so
up, sex toys?
This is a time where I go ahead and I guess I share some more stories of my life. Crazy life. I was almost married. Yeah, I had a fiance and everything. It was great. And then dumb shit started happening. So I matrixed that bullet, you know, fucking dodged the fuck out of it. It was probably my fault, but who knows, you know, it didn't happen. I'm a single man and that's why I'm a comedian now. You know, if it would have went through, y'all would never see me ever. She had that much power over me. She was high yellow. And she was thick, and she had a big old booty. So that's right up my alley.
Yeah.
She was my size. That's the chicks that stand right in front of the concert, so they can see everything. That's my size chicks. That's the one that I look for, and I found her, and that was the one that I wanted, and I loved it. You know, I'm a disgusting man, and I understand how disgusting I am. You know, like I get it from my brother. I guess I could say. He's the type of guy that actually, I used to live with my brother, so, I guess you could call us Eskimo brothers also, because we've also had sex with the same females before,
no.
Right? Because, you know, that's my brother, and I love my brother, bang it out, right? Boom. But still, you know, and he does what he does, and I do what I do from time to time, but like he gets extra gross because we both disgusted. And sometimes I be needing a universal remote, right? So like sometimes the universal remote is not where it needs to be. And I'm just on the sofa trying to watch fucking Three's Company at this time, but I don't have the universal remote to change the channel. It's in my brother's room. So I have to go and venture in my brother's room, and I know what my brother is doing because my brother has had sex for 2 days consistently at one point in time. Fucked the skin off his dick. It was just no good after that. I was like, you probably should calm it down. He was like, these X pills don't let you stop. So be careful out there. But, you know, I was like, I need to get this remote. So, you know, I go over and I knock on the door, and I hope that I get a response, but the fucking door, it just swings open, kind of like the Crypt Keeper, right? And I'm like, you know, it's so much happening inside, I don't want to bother nobody. So I'm like, fuck it, I'll find the remote myself. But understanding my brother, I know that's probably a bad idea, right? So I get in, it's like a jungle as I go in there, you know, mist is everywhere for some reason. We ain't got no fogger. We ain't never had a fogger. It's just very misty in there, kind of like rainforest feel. That's how it kind of feels in there. And I get in there, and I'm just looking. Floor is so slick. I don't know why the floor is very slippery, but the floor is just the slickest of all. And like the door closes behind me. Okay, so now my vision is terrible at this point in time. I can barely see my two fingers in front of me. But I understand that I need to make like at least 5 steps to the nightstand to go ahead and get the remote. But as I go and try to get the remote, like some little pygmy midget or something like that, bang, smacks me on the ass and runs through. And I'm like, ow, shit, okay, I'm not really sure what's happening in this room now. Like, I'm not prepared. All I need is the remote so I can change and watch Three's Company, right? As soon as I get close, I find the remote, right? Remote's so slippery, it's like trying to catch the soap in jail. Can't hold it. Can't hold it at all. Boom. Remote falls on the floor, explodes. Batteries everywhere. Now my mission has gotten even more fucking difficult now, because now I have to find two AAA batteries. That's on the floor. You know how hard it is to find two AAA batteries on the floor in a sex room, goddammit? Very difficult, because them batteries are going to be slippery. I don't know why the battery is so slippery. They were encasing, but fuck that. Everything gets slippery. Fuck it. I find the batteries, right? Boom. I get said batteries, put them in remote, time to leave, okay? Time to get out of the room without being seen. So I gotta sneak out. There's no sneaking because it's like trying to do an and-one video, but your shoes ain't got grip on them, so there's no music happening. You understand and-one videos, don't worry, it's a little deep. But still, you know, as you're trying to get to the door now, I get to the door now, and like, I swear, the knob is so goddamn slick. Like, I swear, it's like, it feels like a St. Bernard shoe toy. Like, just so much goop on it. I can't really get my hand around it. I just want to exit. And I just want to exit the room. For some reason, something comes up from behind me and pulls my pants down and gives me a little tickle on my asshole. That gets me extra scared now. Like, I'm fucking in drastic measures, okay? I'm taking my shirt and shit. It's not the place that you want to be at this point in time. I don't see shit, really. I just hear monkey noises and fucking shit swinging around me. And all I want to do is get out of my Street's Company. That's all. That's it. I eventually get out the room with ass in hand. You know, I'm capable of exiting. But boy, it was a fucking time. I gotta be careful around my brother sometimes, you know, because you get sucked into that room like that fucking Venus flytrap from fucking, God, it just slipped my mind.
Little Shop of Horrors.
Little Shop of Horrors. That's exactly what it is. You just get sucked in. Feed me Seymour. And it's like, I want my dick tonight. No, I don't want to give it up. No. Nah, it's just terrible moments. Ecstasy will get you doing some crazy shit. You know, you got to be careful. You know, like Gigi was saying, I'm a big fan of quickies. I am. I'm that guy that loves a quick. Not like the fucking... the gas station with the Arabs and the paraphernalia and the hookers and the meat and the liquor and the alcohol and the strippers, not that quickies. But I'm talking about like first thing in the morning, I need some place to dock this lumber.
First thing.
Before I go to work.
First thing.
Those type of quickies, you know, but not in a good shirt. Not in a good shirt, especially a black one like this. You don't do quickies in black shirts, because you go to work being like, ugh, what that is on the front of your shirt? They go, that's nasty. That's the odorant. Shut up. Man, that's not the odorant. What's wrong with you? You got a sweaty ass neck or something. You got a moist neck. You deodorize your neck. Man, that's why. Lying to me. Don't goddamn lie to me. Say you wipe your mouth after you fucking brush your teeth. That is not fucking Krispy Kreme powder. You cannot wipe pussy juice off a black shirt just like you can wipe Krispy Kreme powder. It doesn't come off like it should. At all. You can do all the licking you want, you know? It's no, you'll get nasty. But, okay, you guys, right quick before I get out of this, I'm gonna hurry up and speed through this. One day I was trying to have a threesome, right? And like, it was going down as planned, and I was like, yeah. But plans, in my eyes, always go wrong. And so, you know, I'm like, fuck it, there ain't nothing about to happen tonight. So, you know, I'm getting my thing, and I'm doing what I do, right? And I almost died as I'm in the process of eating pussy. And it was terrible because I was very scared. I'm like, I don't want to die doing one of the favorite things that I do, right? Because that's not how you want to fucking be presented to your mama. I had extra drawers, so I could have been clean in the drawers area. But nah, I don't want to die eating pussy from a mama. But see, this is exactly what happened, right? I'm down there, right? And you know how when you're down there and you're eating pussy, right? You're supposed to take that breath. You know, you're supposed to come up and then, breathe real quick and then go back at it, right? Kind of like a swimmer, like Michael Phelps or some shit like that. You know, I get in it, I real quick, and then I breathe real quick, you know? But at this point in time, I was trying some new moves and shit, and then, you know, I didn't breathe. I didn't take a good breath at all. Like, I call this move the jail bars. I basically put her legs right there by my face, kind of like a snorkel goggle, or like the bang mask, real quick, like the bang mask, bang. I had it like that, like, Luke, I'm you, some shit like that, you know? And but I didn't take a good breath at all. So as it came to that point of heightened ecstasy, I was like, oh shit, and her legs bang, clap together. I was like, I couldn't hear shit. It was like a bomb went off. Like, I'm just looking around, I ain't hearing a goddamn thing, number ringing in my ears and shit, all them thighs and eyes, that's it. That's all you see at this point in time. And I realized that I should probably say my prayers because I'm about to die. Like, I'm sitting down here and I'm saying my Our Fathers, and she's coming even harder. I'm just fucking drowning. I feel like a flounder or a goddamn salmon trying to go up the stream and shit. I just can't make it. You know, I'm just down there like, oh my God. Oh my God. And I can't quite get out of the water, you know? And it's just fucking drowning me. It kind of looked like, you know how when Mateo from Anaconda was getting squeezed out? It just looked exactly like Mateo. Remember when Mateo was getting squeezed? That's exactly what it's going through. And I'm fucking tapping out and shit. She don't know what the fuck a tap out is. She ain't seen UFC or MMA ever in her life. And I'm just fucking dying, starting to black out. And I'm like, oh my God. And then she finally lets go. And I'm like, I come through the water like Sandra Bullock on that fucking space movie and shit. Just, oh my God. I swear. I don't know what it's like to autoerotic asphyxiate, but I'm pretty sure I was being waterboarded that night. So, you guys, be careful in threesomes, man. They're dangerous. Hey, you guys, I'm Kyle Smith. Y'all have a good night. Yeah! Woo!
Hey. She is such a sexy little man. I don't
even like that. So funny. Please give up for Kyle Smith. Yeah. Woo!
Ha! Ha! What's up, you guys? I'm all right. Shit, yeah. Alright, let's just get into it, okay? A little bit about me. I want to have sex with Miss Frizzle. On the back of the Magic School Bus. While being John Malkovich. Watching Interspace. Inside of Amoeba. Playing the role of Chris Rock's character in Osmosis Jones. Yeah, it's a little complex. I love it. But hey, man, y'all ever seen somebody like so old or like somebody grandma with some sexy ass calves? Just like calves so goddamn sexy, like from the knee down she 22. But from the thigh up she like 64. It's like, what the fuck is happening? She got them orthopedic socks and you don't see no varicose veins. So you wanna go fucking talk to her, but you know, from the waist up it's like arthritic and fucking gaggle of just old people. She look like a humongous when she turned back around. And basically, you don't know what to do with that. It's like, should I use a transmutation jutsu or should I use the Kamehameha? Because I don't know. Somebody's out here using the Philosopher's Stone improperly. Because I watch too much anime and I be high. So that's, if you didn't understand that, don't worry. Nerds are going ape shit right now. They love that. They're like, oh, I came on myself. That was such a good elaborate joke. Don't worry about it. That's fine. Hey, man, you ever seen somebody so far and you needed to make eye contact with like another anonymous person just so they can go ahead and justify how fine this motherfucker is? You just need to be like, man, somebody gotta see this person. Damn, she's so fine. But you can't see nobody, so you get mad with the world. You're like, fuck, don't nobody see her? Don't nobody see her? Goddamn, she's so fine. She's so fine. So you just wanna go ahead and take her and snatch up like a 3-year-old, right? And then go ahead and present her to a populated area or some shit like that and kind of fucking let her drift away like a curling stone, just into the thickets. Into the thickness of a crowd, and as she just slow motion walks through, like in a dreamland, everybody stares at her like an inception, because she's in my daydream inside her dream inside my nightmare, walking in slow motion. It's so beautiful, and you just imagine that if somebody actually had that wrong with them, like they so fine that they gotta walk in slow motion everywhere in real life. You know how fucked up that'll be? You can't have friends after that. Come on, Beth, get down the fucking stairs. Why you always walking so goddamn slow?
Hey, got some new knees and some shit. It's the fight of the continuation Herbal Essence commercial. If you don't get your goddamn ass in the car.
Can't stand Beth. Why don't we always pick her up? Anyway, I'm Kyle Smith, you guys. I'm
Kyle Smith.
Wait, that's not good. He's first to best in everything. And in your hearts, you're going to love Mr. Kyle Smith.
Woo! There we go. You got it. Yeah.
She sometimes gets it right. It's okay. I got it. What's up, you guys? Shit, yeah. Go have fun tonight, man. Anybody know about Goat and your mom? Anybody know about that? If you ever watched Tosh.0 before, remember that guy that was like, we gotta talk, we wanna fuck, the guy with the fucking Confederate Speedos over his dick? Yeah, that guy, I hosted for him last night. Woo!
All right.
Right, some crazy shit. First time I ever seen a man play the tambourine with his dick. I was like, this is something else. I shouldn't be here. I felt like I did not belong at all. I was like, wow, it's amazing. But I did go out there with my Captain America fucking boy shorts on and no shirt. So I was like, I'm going in the ballpark. Let's get it. It was a fun time. It was a fun time. Fucking crazy dude. Very crazy guy. I also had a band there called Betty White Tit Fuck. Right? Yeah. Just fucking add more extra crazy shit to the night. And they spell the W with some saggy titties. And it's like, wow. Very crazy. Very crazy. But a little bit about myself. My name's Kyle. I'm a member of Young Funny. We have a show every Tuesday and shit at Bar Redux. Don't even worry about that. I'm a man of many nicknames. I understand this. Unintentional. Like, I don't ask for them, they just happen. And I know this, it's gonna happen. Like, regardless, it's because of my stature. You know, how I am, like, I accept these nicknames. I don't want them, you know, but like, anybody that's under the height of 5'4", fuck that, you're gonna be petty tonight. Anybody that's under the height of 5'6", understands that when these nicknames are said, you need to answer to them because that's your nickname. That is your nickname. Like, nicknames such as, Shorty, Short Dog, Short man, little boy, little guy, pipsqueak, right? Squirt, your bitch was like, what the fuck? Midget? Now I resent midget now, cause like midgets are a lot smaller than I am, and that's kinda fucked up. I got a normal head, and I can play basketball pretty good. You know, I don't waddle when I run. I got some hops on me, goddammit. It's like little musty bowls up here. Don't fucking disrespect me, but I understand, you know, got many nicknames, and I got an answer to them. Well, people get upset, like, they really get mad. Like, it was this guy at my work. I'm an electrician, right? So, you know, motherfucking niggas, lazy, ignorant, I can't stand them, right? And, you know, it's my first day there, I'm trying to check shit out, scoping the land. Motherfucker comes to me, he's like, hey, Shawty! I'm like, oh, why is he so loud at 6 a.m? He not talking to me, though. Fuck that, he can't be talking to me. So I just kept walking. He like, hey, Shorty! I was like, come on, dude. I know I'm at least taller than 2% of these Mexicans out there, son. You can't be talking to me. I keep walking. He like, hey, Shorty! Bitch, I know you hear me. Oh, what? What's up? Hand me that shovel. What? Good shit. Here. You serious? And I was like, I swear, I can't stand him. But there is that one point in time during the day when somebody appreciates something that you did, and they be like, oh, thanks, big dog. What? Motherfucker, my ego has been boosted. Oh, you see, I quit my job, fuck it, I quit. I'm out in the goddamn middle of the street walking in slow motion. The motherfucker, Eazy-E, comes down from the heavens and crowns my head with some Bluetooth Beats by Dre. And guess what song? Goddamn Kanye West. You niggas can't tell me nothing, right? As I solo across the street and shit, I don't give a fuck at all. And then I come back to realization. It's the crackhead holding my ears, smelling my hair, saying you look pretty. I'm like, let me go, what are we doing? The fuck is happening here? Did I quit my job? Oh, shit.
motherfucker. You can just call me Kyle. I don't need a nickname. That's all right. Fucking people, I swear. But you know, I'm grown now, man. I'm an adult. You know, it's always weird for people to be like, hey, motherfucker. Like, I'm 31. Okay, so I know how to look it. But still, I find I just made a birthday. I don't feel older, but it happened. And I'm here, and it's like, this is good, you know, because I feel grown. I can go to the store by my goddamn self, unsupervised. I don't need no adults at all. It's just like going to the children's museum because I'm a child at heart still, but bigger with real food. And it's so nice. I enjoy going there. Like, when I get there, I get whatever I want because I'm an adult. I'm like, fuck that. I get all the cereal. Yeah, I get all the snacks. You got to get the snacky cakes. I get all the liquor. All the beer, I get 2 big barrels of cheesy poofs and some bratwurst, cause I'm an adult. And then when I roll into the line, I fucking find the candy that I want and I eat that bitch immediately. And then I toss it around and be like, here, I ate that. Put it on the bill. I'm an adult, I got this. Wait, how much is that? Oh no. Put that back. That's gonna put me over budget. Nah, yeah, you gotta be adult about this situation. You can't just you don't wanna go over budget. Bitch, I got on a ramen noodle diet right now. It's like I can't get no fucking extra gum. When the extra gum become $2.75? Hold on, that's too much. I'm starting to bargain shop now, right? Fucking coupons. I wanna be that person, but I don't like paper cuts, so I said fuck it. I love that I'm getting old. It's 2016. People need to step it up. I use a lot of movie references and shit, so I don't know how old everybody is. But let's see if you can get this one, okay? All right, see, it's 2016. People need to step it up, you know. But I'm a single man now. I'm a single man, but I would like an old lady. It would be nice. It'd be nice to have a girlfriend, but it can't be just no normal girlfriend now. I'm not a normal dude, you know. Anybody see Deadpool yet? Yeah, okay. You better have seen. All right, that's what I'm talking about. I want a girlfriend like Deadpool. That's what I want. I want a Deadpool old lady. Yeah, you got she a next level chick. Like, I want a chick that's so next level that when I come home, I can attack her. Not like a domestic attack, but kind of like Pepe Le Pew. You know, I just fucking pounce on her ass, you know? Yeah, I just wanna be her tum-tum, and she can be grandpa, and I wanna fucking, like, from Three Ninjas, Three Ninjas Kickback, whichever one you might have seen, Three Ninjas Knuckle Up, whichever one, you understand? And I just wanna, like, hide in a closet or a pantry or some shit, and, you know, when she come home from a long day's work, right, to go make, like, a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, so she go in the pantry to get, like, some peanut butter or some shit, and then she reach for a pounce on her ass from the top shelf. And plus, she a next level chick, she already know what to do. And also, because she studied Krav Maga. So, like, as soon as I pop, she's like, block, nuts, grab, flip. And I'm like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Shit, yeah, that's my old lady. Bang, elbow to the face. I'm like, oh, God. And then we have sex fight. Woo! Sex fight is amazing. I don't know if y'all know about sex fight, but it's like so much tension built up and then explode inside someone. It's so crazy, I swear. She can be my Holly Holmes and I could be Ronda Rousey and she can just kick me to sleep, right? Oh, I would love that. She's so strong. That's what I need right there. Like, honestly, if she can put me in legitimate armbar, like, to where I can't write the next day, we going to the Justice of the Peace tomorrow. I'm married now, man. I got to. Oh, you can save me, you know? That's some... Whew. Thank you, guys. But it's nice. All right, I'm going to get gross with y'all, so just buckle up. I'm 31, man. You know, I've been through transitions. It's crazy. I didn't expect this at all. You know, since getting older and shit, like, I realized I put on my daddy weight. And I was like, whoa, it's inevitable. It has to happen. I ain't got kids, but I know that it's going to happen regardless. And I don't mind. You know, I kind of like it. I also acquired my own smell. I was like, well, what is this about? You know, I wasn't prepared for the own smell part, but that's cool. And also, I've acquired my daddy dick. Mm-hmm. Because the last The dick that I had before, it was a very young, spry, energetic dick. That was a cool dick. That was cool. That dick was always up first thing in the morning, right? I used to high five that dick. That dick was cool. This dick here, this dick got his daddy weight.
Oh.
I like his daddy weight. It's like, it's real full, you know? It's got a little more veins to it. It looks a lot wiser. This is a lot more knowledgeable dick that I have down here. I like it. Like, I like how it's going, you know, it feels heavy. You know, it's like I got a koala in a bulge down there. I feel like somebody grandpa. I'm like, I understand now. I'm like, damn, grandma, what that is in grandpa pants? That's 12 inches and I loved every minute of it, goddamn it. Thank you. It's like, damn, grandma. Shit. Yes, I like it. I feel like I got a dick now. You know, it's like before, it was like, I got a dick. Now, you know, I like it. You gotta get deep with that. Thank you, Kamar. Oh my God, you guys, you wanna keep it weird? All right, y'all know how marshmallows keep. All right, you know how marshmallows get their squishiness? The squishiness of a marshmallow? Does anybody know?
No.
Great, let me tell you. Okay, basically, the big marshmallows, not like the little ones. We're not talking about midget people, but still, like they got, you got, what you need is 1,000 mixed babies, right? And basically you just sit them down and they take these marshmallows one by one individually and just real quick and then place it in the bag, right? It's cool. We got it's gotta be 1,000 mixed babies though, like babies that come from like a black daddy and a white mama or a white daddy and a black mama, like a mixed baby. It's gotta be a mixed baby because you can't have a black baby because it's too hard. You know, they don't squeeze them to the right because you can't have a white baby because white babies they're not strong enough to get into that squishiness consistency that it needs to be. They can't squish it just right. They ain't know where I'm going with this Asian baby. Too fast. You don't need that. We don't need any of that, right? So you need 1,000 mixed babies, but just 1,000 of them, because the other mixed babies gotta go make Cheerios commercials so we can stop racing. You can clap it up, it's fine. You see it happening, goddammit. You be like, damn, who her mama? That's a pretty mama right there. She got that type of help. Oh, her daddy is Anthony Hamilton. Okay, that's why that's a pretty baby. But still, 1,000 of them, just so they can real quick and then place it in the bag. Some good times right there. Good times. Are we still running, Leo? Okay, great. Hey. Let me tell y'all about skinny ankles then, because I love skinny ankles. Oh, that's not a fetish. It's just that when I see people with skinny ankles, like, you know how when you was littler and shit, and your grandpa or your daddy or something would fucking take you by the wrist and swing you around and shit? Oh, that used to be so fun, right? When I see people with skinny ankles, I just want to swing the fuck out of them. Oh my God, like look at these hands. Little bitty hands with a skinny ankle, I can grab the shit out of that. And I see somebody and I sneak my ass over there, right? I sneak up to them and I yank their fucking feet from under them like a dirty ass rug and I flop in the music because they gotta flop when they, you know, when you yank them, they flop and they face hit the ground and I get a good fucking shot, put a discus turn, and I lost the shit out of that motherfucker. Woo! God damn, it's so funny. It's so exact. Just take it for my enjoyment. We're all adults. You understand this? Like, oh my God, don't tell me if somebody broke their foot or their ankle. Nigga, you know what happened when that fucking cast come off? Do you know how skinny that ankle's gonna be? Oh my God, one hand, Captain Caveman style. Just, baby, just and I make all that noise too because it's the best. I feel extra strong. Just keep, just get it out of there.
You know,
but that's enough for me, you guys. I'm Kyle Smith. Check me out at We Are Young Funny on Facebook. Have a good night. Kyle Smith!
Yeah, Molly.
Holy shit! What the fuck are we talking about? It started with marshmallows and landed on him throwing babies. And we loved it.
Oh, shit.
We loved it.
Facebook.